last Thursday and last Friday morning, I described this as poor judgment and bad leadership. I think the letter actually compounds the difficulty which we face. The letter actually says that the suspected people ran from Runmore Drive to Liskeagh, which is a considerable distance. They didn't say that both people run on the Kevin's house. It just says a number of people run in the Liskeagh Drive, and one of them, they believe, may have run on the Kevin's house. I think the only people who don't believe that this was a mistake is the PSNI themselves.
We understand the number of items had been moved from the mayor's home during the particular incident, including computers. Have those items been returned?
Absolutely. And again, most observers would be saying that normally when these type of items are removed, they usually are subject to a scrutiny that sometimes can last up to weeks, indeed months. And yet, in the case of Kevin, they're returned within 4 or 5 days. That convinces us that the PSNI knew that they were of no evidential consequence.
Can I put the question to you bluntly? Is this a conspiracy or a cock-up?
I'm someone who likes to ensure that I have evidence when I say anything. But if it's a cock-up, then they should just say that, and then perhaps we can address that. But the further that they continue to try and continue on with this, then, in many, many people's opinion, that not only is it bad policing, but it is suggesting that it's political policing. And if it's political policing, as we have said, we will tackle this, we will hold the police to account. If there's a suggestion that there are those within the PSNI trying to undermine the good policing relationships that's on the ground, then we will tackle that as well.